listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. Good afternoon. This is Mindy Molina, and you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You can catch me on every Wednesday, 4 to 5. Maybe you're on your way home from work. Maybe you're winding down that last hour before you get to leave. Maybe you're at home already. Wherever you are in the world today, I pray that you're well and blessed and that I can deliver some sort of information to you to make you just that much better. 1% of the day. The focus of today's show and always is on finances, investing, money management, with them interlaced with our Christian core values and keeping you equipped with knowledge and empowered with insight. That is the main objective of this show. It's just to share as much information as we can to kind of keep you on track and give you food for thought and really inspire you to take action for yourself. The thought of just set it and forget it and I'm sure it's fine, or yes, I have a 401k. Yes, I have this investment over here with this institution. What I find is that people just have things, but they don't actually have a plan. They don't really know how it's all going to work together. They just hope that it does eventually. But ultimately, the majority of us, everything that we're doing today to work, to save, to invest is more than likely so that you can retire. So that if you live into old age, you can afford to remain independent. That is the majority. Yes, some of you are investing because you're hoping that XRP goes to whatever and you get rich quick. And I hope you do. However, I myself have a very diversified portfolio that is specifically designed to allow me to have the lifestyle that I want to have for the rest of my life. And I know exactly how much money I have to put away every single month in order to do that. And my question is, do you know exactly how much money you should be saving every single month in order to maintain the lifestyle you want to live for the rest of your life? Even if you decide to downsize when you get older, even if you decide to move somewhere else, and maybe you're already retired, maybe you've already accumulated a lot of assets. You still need to have a plan in place, because what if you get sick? Who's going to take care of you? Are you going to live with one of your kids or have your kids live with you? Are you going to pay someone on the side? Where's this money going to come from? And what happens if you live to be a lot older than you thought? Is there fear that you could run out of money? They say the fear of running out of money is bigger than the fear of death. Nobody wants to live broke. So today I inspire you, I encourage you, and pray that you will take action for your own finances and have answers to these questions, because people, when they meet with me, are always so surprised at how easy it was and also how aware they become. They become so aware. And all I'm asking is to say, let's be aware of exactly what we're doing with our money and why. You want to know the why. Before we begin, let's start with a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to our listeners and allow me to communicate to them your message, Lord, about the resources and the blessings that you've bestowed upon them. Allow me to teach them and open their hearts to proper stewardship and to do your will with what you have provided. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, Here are a few verses. I want to start with this idea of giving. I'm going to cover a few topics today. One, I'm going to start with giving, because giving is really a fundamental aspect of money in relation to the Lord. So I want to talk about giving. And I also want to, then I'm going to move into budgeting and how, because budgeting for me, your expenses and your needs in order to maintain your lifestyle is a fundamental cornerstone of the whole foundation of the plan. And then I'll move into investing, having a financial advisor, and really just close in the overall comprehensive aspect of that. So stay with us. This is an hour-long show. This is the Mindy Molina Show. I am Mindy Molina, your host. I am a licensed fiduciary advisor and insurance agent, duly licensed. And you can reach me at 561-729-2778. You can text that number. You can also call and leave your name and number. But our process is pretty simple. You call and we'll schedule an appointment. We can meet over the phone, on Zoom, or in person at our office. Our office is in downtown Stuart, near downtown Stuart, Florida. And we also can come to you if you prefer that. So again, if you see, if there's anything that happens on the show today, or perhaps you've just been thinking, I need to get a second opinion, now is the perfect time. It's the beginning of the year. We can really assess where, how you did last year in comparison to the rest of the world and see where you are. Identify some of the problem areas and maybe where you could have done better. And who knows, maybe you can teach me something. But ultimately, what we want to do is just give you that opportunity to get the consultation and get the advice that you really need. 561-729-2778. So let's start with this one. Proverbs 22:7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. The rich rule over the poor. There is power in wealth. And don't you think that Satan knows that? He knows that how much power there is in wealth. This is a resource. This is no different. It's like you need food. You need water. We need prosperity. God wants us to prosper. And don't allow the enemy to keep you from that. Because it's kind of like, that Jesus dying on the cross was enough for your sins. Jesus is enough. And you can't allow the enemy to convince you otherwise. Prosperity is the same. God wants you to have a generous heart. He wants to be able to trust you with his blessings. However, the Bible's not telling us it's good to be poor. Okay? The rich rule over the poor. It comes with a lot of responsibility as well. Wealth comes with responsibility, especially if you're a Christian and you know that you're going to stand before God. It comes with responsibility. And the borrower is a slave to the lender. This is pretty plain and simple. And if you think about the world, especially through my eyes as a financial advisor, I work with people with hundreds of millions of dollars, billionaires. And then also people that have struggled their whole life. I've seen all the ends of it. And this verse is just spot on. Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. You don't want to be in the poor, and you don't want to be the borrower. Genesis 41 verses 35 and 36. They should collect all the food of these good years that are coming and store up the grain under the authority of Pharaoh to be kept in the cities for food. This food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt so that the country may not be ruined by the famine. And that was Genesis 41, verses 35 and 36. And this is talking, referencing Joseph's storehouse, which we actually did a whole show on. Some of you may have heard it. And this is such a crucial part of saving and storing up. And I believe this is the era that we're in. We need to be storing up. This is an opportunity era to where we need to be invested and we need to be accumulating everything that we can, right? Let your money grow. Establish that security and storing up, making sure that you have all the fundamentals that you need. I go down lots of rabbit holes. I'm sure some of you do too. I don't call myself a conspiracy theorist as much as I am curious and easily entertained. So I've read lots of things, and I told Tim, who's my boyfriend, I said, I have got to work on my feed when I'm scrolling at night and just unwinding. I have discovered that it's become really negative and almost scary. And it has me buying, you know, pouches of food and all of these things, storing up flashlights and batteries. So sometimes you have to be careful with what you are feeding your mind, because I know the Lord is mighty and good. And he's going to always protect us, but also storing up and being mindful of the era that we're in, right? And saving and not just hastily spending, which is also very easy. I mean, I have this guilt in my heart from that. And maybe a lot of you do too, because we just had all the holidays. And I have two young kids. I want to spoil them. So it was difficult to be a little, I could have been a little more resistant, but you're only a mom once, as they say. Mark 12, verse 17. Then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. And they were amazed at him. Give back to Caesar, which in this case would be the government, your taxes, right? Pay your taxes. No one is telling you that you shouldn't be paying your taxes. What I do is work hard to make sure that you are the most efficient. It's not patriotic to pay more in taxes. It's not. You don't have to pay one penny more than you are required. So don't take the path that pays the most. That's where strategy comes in. It's where tax planning comes in. It's where financial planning comes in. That planning piece of it is forward looking. What is our plan for this year? How are we going to avoid taxes that are going to be due at the end of this year versus that backward vision where you're looking back at, okay, well, this is everything that happened last year. How much do we owe? What's the damage? Instead, go into the year with a plan versus end the year with a tax bill. That's where planning comes in. It's not just invest and buy this. It's a much bigger obligation and responsibility to managing your finances than just having a 401k. Corinthians 9, verse 7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Giving is from the heart. God knows your heart. He knows why you're doing it. And make sure you check that, right? Check your heart and check your relationship with the Lord. Have a talk with the Lord. Pray about it and ask God to really guide you. And that way, when you give, you know, this is between me and the Lord. And I'm doing this for the Lord. So when we look at these, this is just kind of a thought, but when giving is such, it comes with all of these other aspects, right? Like a ripple effect. God is so amazing. And there's so many elements of his direction that we don't realize how it's impacting us in other parts of our lives that we may never connect the dots. But giving is a crucial part of our overall well-being. this idea of even relationships. It enhances relationships. Like generosity, it strengthens community, your community ties, shows people the goodness in your heart. It can open doors to opportunities, whether it's a partnership or a job opportunity, a mentorship. It's a great way to meet like-minded people who also have a good giving heart. And when people see you giving, they want you to succeed because they want you to be able to give more. So it becomes this positive energy towards you that you don't even know is happening. It promotes mental health. Studies show that when you are a giver, when you give something, it releases endorphins, which is going to help reduce stress and anxiety. You know, you kind of get that high. It's good to be the giver, and it improves your focus and your productivity in work and business endeavors. It's motivating because you get that. It's like being addicted to giving is a good thing to be addicted for lack of better words. I was trying to tell my kids, if you're going to do something a lot, make it something good. That's good for you. Giving is one of those. It feels good to be the giver. So when you experience that, you're going to want to do it more. If you are the generous donor at an event, or you sponsored a ball team, you know, these things are, or your banner is hanging at your kid's school. These are feel good things that just by donating and being generous and giving, you're able to also reap reward from that. And we want you to have that. So this idea of also sowing and reaping, when you give generously, well, okay, 2 Corinthians 9:6, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. You want to generously sow seeds. The more seeds that you sow, the more reward you will reap from that. So generosity reaps generosity. If you're hoarding your seeds, you're not going to be able to reap the growth of those. We want that to multiply and multiply and multiply. And it invites God's blessing. Biblical promises show giving, like, okay, Malachi 3:10, where God challenges believers to test him by bringing tithes. So he's saying, throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. God wants to pour out his blessing on you, on us, and experiencing that and having that. I heard a sermon where the man was explaining it as like a garden hose. Like, you are the garden hose. God is providing the water, and the water is going through you to water the fields or the flowers or whatever it is that God is growing. God is growing this. This is his garden. You are nothing more than the water hose providing a distribution method to get the water there. And what a powerful analogy, because yes, I want to be a tool for God. That's how I want to serve God. I want God to use me in that way. But if my hose has a kink in it, he's probably going to have to use another method. Or if my hose has holes all in it, he can't rely on that hose in order to water the garden he is growing. He's growing this garden, and if he can't rely on you, the water hose, he's going to have to use a different method. Again, this is the Mindy Molina Show. You're listening to Mindy Molina, financial advisor, fiduciary, fee only, and licensed insurance agent. I've been in this industry for well over 20 years and helped many, many people with their financial plan with their investment strategies, their income planning, and just giving them a clear view of exactly where they stand, where they're going, and the why behind certain investments. If you are interested at all in getting a consultation, there's no obligation. You can call 561-729-2778. Again, 561-729-2778. Just leave your name and number and we will get in touch with you. And today we're going into some Bible verses about giving and about finances and managing wealth and how important it is to the Lord that we do a good job and how it can actually build our relationship and even build our character in the world. Always want to be a giver. It's not always you can't always be the biggest giver in the house, but you never know what God can entrust you with. So don't put those limits on God, right? Have the ability to say, use me, Lord. And if it's through this way, then I will listen and obey and be ready to serve you and to be a good steward. And being a good steward comes with wisdom. Also comes with obtaining good counsel. And these are things that the Bible teaches us. Wealth accumulation is really important. I think there's always been, because again, wealth is power. The more that you have, the more that you can give. And the more you give, the better the world gets. And that's kind of the idea. We also want to protect our family. We want to meet our own needs. And then how much, at what point are you giving too much? Is there a limit to where now you're just becoming a bad steward because you run out and now you can't give anymore? Where's that balance come? There's a lot of responsibility that goes into it. But the biggest, most important part is budgeting. Remember I said we were going to talk about giving and some of the stuff what the Bible says, but also, and now moving into budgeting and your expenses and really micromanaging your dollars. Not after you get them, but before. Before. Have you sat down and made your budget for the year? Have you talked through, this is how much I need to save in order to retire in X amount of years, whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 20 years, or even if you're already retired, do you have a true understanding of where you are? And if you live to be in your 90s or you make it to 100, are you going to run out of money? What if inflation continues to go up? How is that going to impact you in the future? There's so many things that go into it that I don't have to tell you to worry about because you probably already do worry about those things. But you don't have to worry about those things because if we have the right strategy based on math and based on all of the different opportunities that are out there for you, and we have an investment strategy that is customized specifically to you, then you don't have to worry anymore because you know you have that awareness, you have that clarity on exactly where you are and where you're going to end up. And we take into account all types of scenarios. For example, if you were to get sick, one of you loses a job, one of you passes away, if you live to be 100, we look at all the possibilities. If there's a market crash, how is that going to impact you? It's plan for the worst, pray for the best. And that's what we do. So building wealth, I think the cornerstone again comes into that budget. And how do you create a budget? The best way to create a budget is to understand exactly your expenses. No guesswork. Guesswork is pretty much not acceptable because you would be shocked to see that people guess at how much they spend a month. But when we actually sit down and review the transactions and we really look at the amounts, we're surprised. We're surprised that, wow, I didn't realize we spent that much at groceries. Wow, when you add it up, it's a lot more than I thought. Rarely, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember if ever someone has sat with me and overestimated how much they spend on a monthly basis. Knowing exactly how much you need each month to just maintain your daily life, that includes the electric bill, the mortgage or rent, HOA dues, that includes going to the grocery store, buying gifts for whoever's birthday or for Christmas, or it includes your hobbies, your memberships, whether you like to fish or play tennis or both, or whatever it is that you're spending your money on each month, just maintaining that lifestyle, how much does that actually cost? And how much is that actually going to cost 5 years from now? And so on. What are some big expenses that you have coming down the pipe? Maybe you have a daughter that's getting married. Maybe you have kids going off to college. Maybe you're planning to move, or you want to buy a boat. There's a lot of things that impact our financial plan that can impact those things. But if we plan for it and we're prepared for it, it gives us not only peace of mind, but we're able to prioritize our investments and strategize to make absolutely every penny work for us in the best way possible. Because sometimes people say, well, I just have my money in this CD because, and my question is, because why? I met with a lady last week, gosh, it's been a long week. I guess it was just Monday. And actually, no. Okay. Friday and Monday. So Friday we met, took a break over the weekend, processed some stuff, met again on Monday to really hone in. But here was what the takeaway was. She is planning to purchase another property, another house. She's going to have two houses in retirement. And yes, sure, the question was, can I do that? And the answer was, yes, you can do that. But it comes with consequences. Like, you give, you take. And even though she's got a substantial amount of savings, the reality is by the time you start paying all of these expenses, she's thinking, oh, I have this much money. I'm only going to be spending this portion of it. I can afford the house. But then when we really broke it down on an income basis, on the expenses that were going to come with purchasing the other property, and it's not something that I'm making up. These are numbers that she's providing me. I'm just demonstrating the math, demonstrating to her exactly how this is going to break down and how much your deficit is going to be and how much money you're going to need to take from your investments and how long that is going to last if you're not earning X amount of interest every single year. That knowledge was eye-opening for her, and immediately realized and was able to clearly think with an empowered mind that was just provided the knowledge that she needs. Remember, knowledge is power. So now she has the real true numbers, the real knowledge to make an educated decision on whether it's worth it. Is this something that she wants to do? We ended up coming with a conclusive strategy that she 100% felt good about. There was a rental property that we sold, and even though we were losing quite a bit of rental income, it wasn't enough comparatively, because it was very easy for her to assume, oh, well, I don't want to get rid of that because I get all of this income from it. But then when we really broke down the expenses and then really compared that to other options on what income she could be getting, it really wasn't that good of a deal for her. So awareness is so big, and so many people go at this blindly, and I just think they leave so much money on the table and they make financial mistakes they don't even know they're making. And it's sad because there's no gray areas here. It's math. 2 + 2 will always equal 4. So again, if you would like to sit down and get as much clarity as you can about your own financial future and where you are and where you could be, call 561-729-2778. This is Mindy, Mindy Molina. You can go to mindymolina.com or you can call this number 561-729-2778. Leave your name and number and someone will contact you and we will talk. The objective here is to just give you another set of eyes, give you another look or another perspective. That's the word I'm looking for. Give you another perspective on exactly where you stand. Just today in a meeting, I was talking to a young girl, not that old. Well, I think she's very young. She's probably my age, but not close to retiring. And we were going through all of her investments and I said, you're invested like you're 80 years old. You've got a long way to go. And by the way, you don't have nearly enough. So if we don't get what you have on the right track to accumulation, to accumulating the way you deserve and should be accumulating, you're leaving so much money on the table. And when you take that over a long period of time, it's a lot of money. And it's not just about the money, it's the lifestyle. One of her key things was that she wanted to be in a better financial, stable situation in retirement than the people in her family. And I said, you're doing a lot of the right things. You've been, and I can tell she's done this on her own, trying really hard to make all the right choices, but also not getting fully comprehensive financial advice. And she had money spread out, various institutions. And I said, look, if it'd be different if you had millions of dollars and you wanted a little money here, a little money there, but you don't. You really need to have a very tight grip on what you have and making sure that it's working for you. And when you start spreading things around, it gets a little too complicated to keep up with. And if you have just a really dedicated financial plan, even if we just do it for 3 years, you are going to see a world of difference. And being able to actually get dialed in, I would call it, really hone in on your investment strategy, how much should you be saving, and even if it's just a little bit every month, you would be surprised the difference that it can make mathematically. And when I showed her those numbers and the reality started to sink in, wow, her next words were, I wish I would have met you 10 years ago. And that's the power of it. Don't miss out on the next 10 years, okay? You have to. Time is so powerful. Time doesn't wait on us. I had to explain that to my kids this morning and they both agreed I was the reason we were late, which I won't tell them, but I do believe they're right. However, I have a lot more responsibilities in the morning than they do and I got behind. But time doesn't wait. They were late for school and I just didn't have enough time. I don't want to be 10 years down the road from where I am today and time have gotten away from me and I didn't accomplish my goals or I have to keep working or things are going on. I don't want that to happen to any of my clients. I want to have a dialed in strategy that is taking me from A to Z. I drive to the same places over and over every day, like a lot of you, I'm sure. I go to work, take my kids to school, go to the gym. And I can tell you the absolute shortest distance and almost, you know, to the minute, according to traffic, how long it's going to take me to get there, depending on which route I go. This is no different. I can show you where you're going to end up if you take this route. Because again, numbers don't lie. And we want you to know the truth of exactly where you're headed. And if you can make those little tweaks now, just make those little adjustments now, it's a life changer. What I did today for her, in my opinion, there's no proof, but I firmly believe in my heart was a game changer for her. And time will tell. But I firmly believe that I impacted her future. And that's why I love what I do. That to me is my life-saving skill. I am not a teacher. I am not a nurse or doctor or surgeon. However, I do make a difference. You're listening to The Mindy Molina Show. This is Mindy Molina, your host and fiduciary financial advisor for decades now. It's hard to believe, but I am accepting new clients this year, and I'm excited to connect with my listeners. You can reach me at 561-729-2778. You can get a no obligation, no cost, no any of that. We try to be very informal and relaxed. We want to make finances easy and give people clarity. I think there's a lot of fear around it, but there doesn't have to be. This is, we make it, I don't want to say fun, but I think it's fun. But please reach out, 561-729-2778. Would love to hear from you and see if there's a way that we could possibly be a good fit to be your financial team. We also have estate attorneys that we work with, CPAs, especially for businesses, and Medicare, Susan, long-term care, life insurance. But really what we are, our niche is that we are fully comprehensive. And when you're done working with us, your affairs are in order. And if they're not, you know why, and you know what to do. But we don't leave a stone unturned. We really work hard for our clients. We are not just a typical financial advisor or broker who says, here's your investments, go away. We're not like that. We really go above and beyond, and you can read our reviews and see for yourself as to the difference between us and other experiences. And so let's go a little deeper dive into wealth accumulation. Having clear objectives, we are talking about budgeting and those expenses and just how important they are and how much it is. It's like the first block of that foundation. And I know I can't hound on it enough, but if we get that piece wrong, our overall plan will be wrong. And it is one of the easiest things to do. It's really easy to do. And it's the absolute best way that we can help you, though, by identifying what your needs are, what they're going to be, and getting our numbers all right so that we are investing and strategizing and planning based on you versus some blanket approach that we show everybody. This is not a one-trick pony. We really take the time to customize everything for our clients and to help them track, because life changes. Things happen. I had a couple in today, and they are one of my I have so many favorite clients. I have so many people that I just love meeting with, and I really enjoy their stories and who they are, and been so blessed with that. So I had the pleasure of meeting with two of my favorites, and they were in today, and things have just changed. Every time we get together, it is something new in a new direction, and we pivot. And every time, it just gets better and better. You know, it just gets better and better. And I'm honored and so thankful to be a part of that walk and that journey with them. And this is the post that God has put me on in their life. And I am manning my post. So one of the things about financial planning and really putting your mind around what it is that you're trying to accomplish versus winging it, set it and forget it, is that you can mitigate risk, but also people, you know, we really don't want to overtake risk, but in some areas, if we have the right financial strategy, sometimes it eliminates the restriction and allows people to have a portion of their portfolio or overall financial strategy. They have that portion that says, hey, this money is for 10 years from now. And we're able to take more risk on that because we have time on our side. And we want to get a couple market cycles under our belt. Maybe we want to see this money double or even triple. And when it does, then we're going to move to safety. Or we set that mark. We say, we're going to take advantage of an aggressive approach in the market. And when this money reaches a certain level, we're moving it aside. Great plan. Great strategy. As long as all the other aspects of your plan are in line with that. But rather than just go for it, not knowing what the consequences are if it doesn't work out, is a horrible, horrible mistake. We need to be calculated and really diligent when it comes to managing our assets, not from just one thing. Like earlier, I was talking about the girl, the younger girl. She gave me one statement and wanted me to just, here, invest this. I want to move this money. And I said, no. That's not how I operate. Most advisors would say, absolutely. Come on, let me have it. But that's not how I operate. I had a lot of questions about her and her life and what she was trying to accomplish and how she thought she was going to get there. And when it was all said and done, what she truly needed was a complete overhaul of all of her stuff. Not just that one statement, but really she needed to understand all of the assets that they had, that she had, and how they could work together to get her to achieve her goals. And then once we had that, whether she moved the rest of the money to me or not was irrelevant. Once we had that plan established, then I could say, okay, I'll manage this portion. I'll take that portion because now I know I'm part of a machine instead of just a part of in a toolbox of random stuff. I don't like that. I want to make sure that I know what my role is in this machine that is working for you. Building wealth and really being mindful of your finances and being diligent about saving, about storing up, about giving is knowing what you can afford to do. Because remember when I was telling a story saying, well, what if you give too much? Are you being reckless? At what point are you being reckless when you just give it all and now, you know, you're sleeping out by the dumpster or you can't pay your electric bill or your rent or your child support, whatever you have going on, your obligations. When is giving wrong? Like, what is God telling us? And I believe that the true responsibility comes in with that budget, knowing it, going again, expenses. Here are my expenses. Here are things that are unnecessary. We all have areas, not all, but a lot of us, myself included, I have purchases that I make that are unnecessary. My 9-year-old, I talk about this, he gets me. He is a buyer. He is like going to be like the household buyer. And my oldest son doesn't want anybody spending a penny. So I have to mediate that. But he's coming to me. That Amazon account is too easy sometimes. We easily will be like, oh, I need it. Go. But on the catch, though, I will say it's easy and sometimes it can be impulsive. But also, if I don't go into a store, I end up spending less because I will put stuff in my cart and then it'll sit there for a week. And then when I open the app again in my Amazon, I'll delete all the stuff. Maybe some of you are like that. I'll be like, oh, I don't need that. I will change my mind. So it's kind of like buying it without buying it. And where if I walk into the store, so in my son too, the younger one, now that I think about it, I'm throwing him under the bus a lot today, but he is a spender. He gets his own cart now when we go grocery shopping. And he'll be, oh, I'll meet you, mom. I'm like, what? And he'll come with all the stuff. Meet me up front. He'll call me from aisles over. So it's so fascinating. But again, managing all of this is difficult sometimes. So I have a budget. They know, my kids know exactly how much money we get to spend on things like groceries at the grocery store, how much money, and it's all part of that monthly budget. Grocery store, Amazon, if we're out, they want to go out to eat, or if they want to go to, you know, see a movie or any extracurricular stuff, they know how much money is in there. And sometimes they'll ask me, Mom, how much money do we have? And I'm not telling them my overall net worth. I'm telling them how much we have in our budget, because I want them to be mindful that, hey, this is what we have to live off of. And we're not just an endless swipe. And then it reminds me too, that they know that, and that they're not being, you know, mismanaging. I'm trying to teach them, but also the truth is, this is part of my budget. This is how I budget. I have that one account, money goes in, and if it runs out and the month isn't over, then, you know, we're just going to be eating black beans or whatever we have in the Lazy Susan and laying low, watching Netflix for the rest of the time until the next month rolls around. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what does that allow me to do? And this is what I, you know, teach my clients, is you do that, and what goes in there is what I call disposable income, but that is set aside. But on the other hand, I am sending money into my investment accounts. I'm sending money here. I'm sending money there to pay for certain things. And my store up is happening before that money happens. It's part of my budget. It's part of how I have all of my dollars accounted for, every single one. And that's the most important thing, is know exactly what money goes where before you get it. Building a strategy. And it's, again, it's one of the easiest things, but yet we have all these apps. Help me cancel this. Help me budget for this. Shouldn't be that complicated. And by the way, if you have a financial advisor and they aren't helping you with this, they aren't setting you up so that your day-to-day life should not be worrisome. You shouldn't be arguing with your spouse about how much you can and can't spend. Because the communication side of it is math-based, and it's a very clear and easy conversation to have. I personally love working with couples and showing each other what they can afford. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, how much can we save? We need to save. But it's also good to know how much you can spend. I know there's like other financial people that are talking heads or way more famous than me, have way more clout, but I don't necessarily agree with them on a lot of issues. And one is spending. I want my clients to be able to spend, and I don't want them to live this, sheltered, like stay low, penny pinch life. There are certain things in life that bring me joy that are why I work. These are the things I enjoy doing. This is something I want to spend my money on. It doesn't mean I want to sacrifice all the other things that are important to me. However, it's okay to have those once. I mean, even the Lord wants us to have the desires of our heart. Shouldn't your financial advisor? I want you to have the desires of your heart. And we just have to work at how to get there. And sometimes we're spending money on things that don't matter to us. So maybe we can eliminate those things so that we can enjoy the things that do matter. And a lot of that is awareness. It all comes to awareness and being aware of exactly where you are, what you want, how we can get there, what's going to be our strategy, and not just winging it. You're listening to The Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina. And If you would like a second opinion, or maybe you're looking for awareness, you are looking for a plan, and you really want to get this time in your life kicked off right, call 561-729-2778. Leave your name and number and someone will be in touch with you. Again, it's Mindy Molina, 561-729-2778. You can also find me online. You could just Google Mindy Molina, and it is Mindy with an I-E at the end. So M-I-N-D-I-E, last name Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. And you can go to my website and schedule an appointment right now. You can text that phone number, 561-729-2778, or you can call, leave a voicemail, and someone will contact you. Accountability is so key, but you can't hold yourself accountable for something you're unaware of. You can't hold yourself accountable to things you have no awareness of. So when you get a financial plan and you have a strategy, you can now hold yourself accountable to that. It's very easy to hold yourself accountable to something that you understand. You become on a mission, per se. You become organized. And when you become organized, it helps you become consistent. And then before you know it, this machine is just working in the background of your life. And you are just starting to accumulate. And it is this real snowball effect that can really happen. Where you are today versus where you will be 3 years from now could be a world of difference just by becoming aware and becoming consistent, holding yourself accountable and just becoming consistent. And all of these ideas are put into auto play for me. It all happens without me doing anything about it. And the only time it doesn't happen is if I tweak it to invest more or save more, or I need to make a large purchase that I wasn't expecting. So again, the micromanaging side of it starts to go away. In the beginning, you do the diligence, you take the time, you put the work in, and it's not that much work, by the way. It's very easy. And then you just make adjustments as you go. You just have to adjust as you go. And the consistency just is almost like a side effect of awareness. Accountability is like a side effect of becoming aware of exactly where you stand and the things that you need to do in order to start to build wealth and really accumulate for yourself. So why is it important to have a financial advisor, especially a fiduciary financial advisor? One of the important things is, statistically, people with a financial advisor outperform or accumulate more wealth than those who do not. It's just that simple. That is the number one reason. Statistically, people with a financial advisor accumulate more wealth or perform better than those who do not. It's important to have a plan, and it's important to work with the proper counsel. You know, God doesn't want you to just go blindly. He has given us all special gifts and knowledge and equipped us all in a way that we can work together and support each other. That's what community is. And just like we're a body in Christ, I have my role, you have your role in society and what you do. There are things that you know more about. There are things that you have way more experience with. You have seen the good, bad, and ugly of. I have no clue. You know, and I would just be, maybe I could go at it with confidence, but confidence doesn't mean that you know what you don't know. That's the key. Some people think they know, but they have no clue all the stuff that they completely do not know. And that's where professionals are so important. And we have a huge team of professionals a lot of them even smarter than I am. And I like to surround myself with people that are smarter than me. And I think that there's so much power in that. And when somebody comes to me working with a financial advisor, then there becomes this other level of this industry. It's like, yes, you need good counsel. You should be working with a financial advisor. And it's not based on how much wealth you have. I know if you don't have $500,000, well, you just ruled out all of these advisors that aren't going to work with you. And I think it's a display of their priorities, but investing, working with a financial advisor, you need to find someone that is a fiduciary and that is duly licensed. What does duly licensed mean? There's three aspects I believe that are really crucial for a financial advisor. One, avoid a broker. Brokers, in my opinion, I think the RIA side is better when it comes to the fiduciary standard. That is opinion only. There's no facts that state one or the other. But just by design, that's my preference. Also, if you have fee only, what does fee only mean? Fee only means that, let's say you have $1 million in an account and you're paying a 1% fee. That what that fee dollar amount is going to change based on the account value. So if your account value goes up, the fee dollar amount goes up. If your account value goes down, so does the fee. So every time you make more money, so does your advisement team. Every time you lose money, so do they. So do we. You want to always be on the same side of the table when winning and losing. The other thing is a fiduciary. You want them to be legally obligated to your best interest. Compliance, anyone can comply and just say, oh yeah, it's suitable. But was it what was best for them? That's the big question. So you don't want someone being incentivized by money to offer you or sell you products or investments that aren't the best that you could get. Okay. We want to be incentivized to make you more money. That's the difference. Well, I really appreciate you listening. This is the Mindy Molina Show. And remember, God loves you and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com.
Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy.
Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
Away your sins like a cloud. picture of fences.